people have heard of Sitting Bull. Everybody's heard of Sitting Bull. Sitting Bull is better known far than Crazy Horse was until just a little while ago. I remember when I was a kid, Sitting Bull was a big Indian name. Everybody knew it. The end of Sitting Bull is one of the most dramatic things that ever happened. Where his horse thought he was in a show. He was a trick horse. And he was Sitting Bull's trick horse. And he'd been with him at the circus. And when the fight was going on in which Sitting Bull was killed, the poor horse, he thought he was in the circus. And he did his tricks while the guns were going off. After Sitting Bull was killed, he did his tricks. He says, oh, we're having a show. The guns began to going, you know, they used to go around the ring, you know. Boy, and he knew what to do. He'd sit down on his butt, you know, and bow to the people. He was taught. The horse was waiting there for him. They were taking him out just at twilight in the morning. They were arresting him, you know, because for the same damn reason they were arresting Crazy Horse. They thought Sitting Bull would start something too, you know. White man hasn't been very wise. The white men haven't been very wise. And they came in and took him out of bed. That's why the old woman says, whither do you go? There is a name that you have carried far, my man. Have you forgotten who you are? That cowards come and drag you from your bed. It would be well if Sitting Bull were dead and lying in his blood. It would be well. But now what story will be good to tell in after years? And then the old fellow thought the old woman's right, and he began to resist. And then that's when the trouble started. He yelled, come on, come on, I won't go, I won't go. And then all of his followers came in and began shooting. They shot him in the back. One of the police, Indian police, it was prophesied that he'd be killed by his own people. Meadowlark told him one day when he was out alone, your own will kill you. He looked around, there wasn't anybody any place. Then it said again, your own will kill you. And he believed it. And when the fight started that night, he thought of the lark. Of course he did. He said, this is it. See? Yeah. He had a log house and the others and camped. He lived in a log house. I've seen the stones that were used for foundations. Well, he says, you bid me go. One of his friends says, my friend, why do you stay here? You said you'd go. And he's sitting all night long with his friends. Nine of his friends are sitting up with him because they're afraid he'll be arrested in the morning and maybe get killed. So they're sitting up with their friend, the last thing. I know my friend would help tell me if he could, where green's that land. What weary way to go, how many sleeps, and where the grasses grow the deepest and the water holes are sweet. Then I would ride my horses off their feet to find that country. But the spirit keeps the secret yet a while. How many sleeps? One sleep, the last and deepest of them all. I will not ride, my friends. Day long the holy dance beside the grand had murmured in a trance of timeless weather. Now the stars were sharp and tense with frost. The night was like a harp for any little sound. The young moon sank. Among the trees along the river bank, the teepees gloomed. Across the open flat to northward, where a group of cabins sat beneath the hills, a window with a lamp revealed the one place waking in the camp, the home of Sitting Bull. The room was dim with smoke, for there were nine who sat with him and passed the pipe in silence for the most, as though some felt eleventh were a ghost that moved among them. They're worried. You get a prison what they're worried about. Tales of long ago had failed the mark, as from a sodden bow unfleshed the bravest arrows falter spent, and stories that were made for merriment had fallen short of laughter. They'd try to be funny, and nobody laughed. They're worried, you know. Now at last they only sat and listened to the vast night silence, heavy with a feel of doom. The old wife, dreaming in the corner gloom, turned with a moaning like a broken song. Kind of sleepy, you know, and worried because of these men making noises. She got up and scolded finally. And questioning a universe made wrong, far off by fits arose a coyote's cry that left a deepened silence for reply, the all-embracing answer. Silence. That's answered all the questions again. The cry of the coyote sounds like as though it were questioning the universe that was made wrong. It's a sad voice, you know. Sad voice. Catch the Bear got up. The startled creaking of his chair, the shuffle of his feet upon the floor, loud in the stillness. Striding to the door, he flung it wide and filled it, listening. Threw it wide and stood there and filled the door. Catch the Bear. He's come to the door to see if maybe he can see something or hear something outdoors. The sharp air entered like a praying thing, the living body of the hush that prowled the hollow world. A camp dog woke and howled misgiving, and the kenneled hills replied. The panic clamor trailed away and died, and there was nothing moving anywhere.